Chapter 21 Expiation of Untraced Murder. If the corpse of a slain man is found lying in the open, on the land which the Lord your God is giving you to occupy, and it is not known who killed him, your elders and judges shall go out and measure the distances to the cities that are in the neighborhood of the corpse. When it is established which city is nearest the corpse, the elders of that city shall take a heifer that has never been put to work as a draft animal under a yoke, and bringing it down to a wadi with an ever-flowing stream, at a place that has not been ploughed or sown, they shall cut the heifer's throat there in the wadi. The priests, the descendants of Levi, shall also be present, for the Lord your God has chosen them to minister to him and to give blessings in his name, and every case of dispute or violence must be settled by their decision. Then all the elders of that city nearest the corpse shall wash their hands over the heifer whose throat was cut in the wadi, and shall declare, "Our hands did not shed this blood, and our eyes did not see the deed. Absolve, O Lord, your people Israel, whom you have ransomed, and let not the guilt of shedding innocent blood remain in the midst of your people Israel. Thus they shall be absolved from the guilt of bloodshed, and you shall purge from your midst the guilt of innocent blood, that you may prosper for doing what is right in the sight of the Lord. Marriage with a female captive. When you go out to war against your enemies, and the Lord your God delivers them into your hand, so that you take captives, if you see a comely woman among the captives, and become so enamored of her that you wish to have her as wife, you may take her home to your house. But before she may live there, she must shave her head, and pare her nails, and lay aside her captive's garb. After she has mourned her father and mother for a full month, you may have relations with her, and you shall be her husband, and she shall be your wife. However, if later on you lose your liking for her, you shall give her her freedom if she wishes it. But you shall not sell her or enslave her, since she was married to you under compulsion. Rights of the Firstborn. If a man with two wives loves one and dislikes the other, and if both bear him sons, but the firstborn is of her whom he dislikes, when he comes to bequeath his property to his sons, he may not consider as his firstborn the son of the wife he loves, in preference to his true firstborn, the son of the wife whom he dislikes. On the contrary, he shall recognize as his firstborn the son of her whom he dislikes, giving him a double share of whatever he happens to own, since he is the first fruits of his manhood, and to him belong the rights of the firstborn. The incorrigible son. If a man has a stubborn and unruly son, who will not listen to his father or mother, and will not obey them, even though they chastise him, his father and mother shall have him apprehended, and brought out to the elders at the gate of his home city, where they shall say to those city elders, "This son of ours is a stubborn and unruly fellow, who will not listen to us. He is a glutton and a drunkard." Then all his fellow citizens shall stone him to death. Thus shall you purge the evil from your midst, and all Israel, on hearing of it, shall fear. Corpse of a criminal. If a man guilty of a capital offense is put to death, and his corpse hung on a tree, it shall not remain on the tree overnight. You shall bury it the same day. Otherwise, since God's curse rests on him who hangs on a tree, you will defile the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance.